You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Health Protection Committee met today to further discuss the country's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Health authorities say the country is tracking well compared to the rest of the world, which is dealing with millions of COVID-19 cases. But the number of fatalities has risen in Australia to 70 people after three more deaths were confirmed in New South Wales. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says his state has also conducted more tests.
That takes the total testing done across New South Wales to an incredible number of 160,454. I'm so proud of the community for coming forward, but also our health staff and pathology staff who together have ensured that New South Wales leads the entire country in terms of the numbers of testing. We are way in front of any other state or territory.
Australia has achieved more than 400,000 tests for coronavirus and almost 80,000 have been completed in Victoria. The state's health minister, Jenny Markakos, says the expansion of recent testing criteria has been a positive step, but work must continue.
The battle against coronavirus is not over. It's a battle that's far from won. I've made it very clear that I have not declared this mission accomplished, and it's really important that all of us remain vigilant. It's really important that we not become complacent, that we understand that we still have cases in our community.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly agrees it is not yet time to decrease safety measures as the focus shifts to finding more cases.
That will require us to think about how we do, for example, sentinel surveillance, which might be doing laboratory testing in places where we don't know there's cases to see if there indeed are some.
The government is also hoping to improve its contact tracing processes during the coronavirus pandemic before it lifts restrictions placed on the community. The federal government is developing a non-compulsory app to track those who have been in close contact with coronavirus cases over the next couple of weeks. Government Services Minister Stuart Robert says the public needs to embrace this digital technology so health authorities can communicate with people who are at risk.
There's no geolocation, there's no surveillance, there's no tracking. The app simply connects polls with another app. If those two phones, so two people, are within 1.5 metres for 15 minutes, it simply swaps phone numbers and names. That information is held encrypted.
Professor Kelly says the app could help Australia attempt to flatten the curve, and the information collected will only be used by health officials.
So we don't have an app now. So we don't have that to assist us. So a 1% uptake of the app would be an improvement. The more we have, the better that would be. But to make it very clear, this is a voluntary process.
He says the uptake of a similar app in Singapore has been low, and more details will be released to Australians soon. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.